Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Last Saturday evening, I had the great pleasure of watching a documentary about one of my favorite rock and roll bands, the Pink Floyd. I have always loved their music, but I really didn't know much about the band and its history. I learned that their tour promoting the album The Wall in the late 1980s set a record for most money earned by a rock and roll tour in history. I must confess that I wasn't surprised when I heard that fact, as The Wall had a profound impact on folks of my generation. But apparently, during the concert, the band did something extraordinary. Instead of letting the audience see them clearly, as the concert progressed, a giant wall was constructed so that the band was completely obscured from the audience's view. This was the lead singer's protest against a world which was becoming too intrusive. He desired to be walled off from all of the evil forces that were surrounding him. Everything that was bad and nasty outside of himself. Literally, a massive wall was being built to protect him from the audience. How different is this picture of a wall that keeps people out from the picture painted by Peter in his first epistle? For Peter describes Christians as living stones, being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. We are living stones, built on Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of our faith, who was once rejected by those he ministered to. But now he is a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. We live because the one upon whom we are built lives. Christ has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have received mercy because we who were once considered useless and unusable have been hewn and shaped by Jesus Christ to fit into the church, the living temple of God here on earth. We are now alive in the light, recipients of mercy, royal, holy, and chosen by God. Compare that to the bricks in Pink Floyd's wall. They don't need no education. They don't need no thought control, no dark sarcasm in the classroom. They are just another brick in the wall. Without Christ, they are mindless, stupid, brainwashed, and disillusioned. There is no hope, no meaning, no life. Just a wall to keep people out. A wall to surround us like a tomb. A wall to shut out the light. A wall that shows us no mercy. But, beloved, rejoice. We are God's possession. We proclaim the excellencies of God's light and mercy, which is found only in Jesus, the one upon whom our faith is founded and established. We are God's people, called through his Holy Spirit as living stones. Stones that do not entomb, but stones that build outward, and stones that live for the benefit of others. Stones who welcome others who have been rejected and despised and thrown on the rock heap of society. Stones who desire to share the light and the mercy of the chief cornerstone. You are not just another brick in the wall. You are living stones built on Jesus. Let us pray. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and your spirit, teach us how to pray so that our petitions may be pleasing before you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.